And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, overlooking the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Bart Hall is here from the Bart Hall Shows, Pat McDonald from the Bart Hall Shows, and the one and only Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks here, having a great time talking fishing, and wow. What excitement is totally in the air right now with this big show coming this Thursday?
This is the kickoff. It's the kickoff to the season. It always has been, and it really feels that way again. There's the weather's right. The fleet is all super busy turning wrenches. We all got that news about the incredible bluefin fishing that the Mexican commercial, you know, live pen fleet had. They caught their entire year's quota.
Okay, I didn't hear that. That's good.
They caught the entire year's quota in 14 days. You know, and go back, rewind your clock to January 1st when that season opened and think about how bad the weather was then.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like a big part of it. They caught the entire year's quota in 14 days. And most of that 14 days they couldn't fish because of, so like, it was, they said it was the best maybe they've ever seen. Huge schools, 150 to 250 pounders, like, the vibe down here around the landing is just spectacular. That's why you look down on the docks, like, every boat is in and everybody's turning wrenches. Because in the old days, you used to not get ready until June. Now it's like, boy, March is the new fishing season. And that's
ready.
A couple weeks away. Like, yeah. The buzz is happening. There's already open party tuna fishing trips, like, scheduled, you know, at the landing right now. It's Pat, just the buzz is alive right now.
Pat, Ron, you ready to go catch some more big fish? I know you guys were getting them.
Oh, I went out a lot last year. It was fantastic. I think I've caught more, you know, 150, 200-pound tuna in my in the last couple of years than I have in my entire life.
Absolutely.
No, Ron has. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's,
you guys,
and that's my thing,
fun.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, that's my thing is big tuna. Yeah. And it's like, bluefin! Oh, my God. It was just, it's so fun. And we've got so many people there at the doing seminars and just talking about it. It's going to be the big buzz at the show for sure. And it has been for the last couple, well, not the last couple of years, but it has been in our world for the last five or six. So it's going to be even better, I think.
The timing of Del Mar is just so perfect because it's preseason, but the buzz is here and everybody's excited. And, you know, the deals you're going to get on that big tackle, you want to go get yourself outfitted for a big bluefin trip or whatever it might be, or get the new boat, or get the new clothing, or get the, whatever it is, like, the buzz is happening, and then here comes the show. It's just, the timing just seems so perfect.
Yeah, and what a prize we're giving away to one lucky caller or texter, huh?
You're not kidding. Yeah, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, if you give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090, or text the show, and again, as we say, the texting's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, make sure you include your contact info with your text as well, because we are giving away a killer prize, and we need to make sure to get it to you. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a family four-pack of tickets of your choice, the Bart Hall Show in Del Mar or in Long Beach, and that's courtesy of Bart, plus a Salty Crew clothing pack, and that's courtesy of Ron and the whole gang at Salty Crew and Fast Lane Kayak. So, again, just a couple of killer, killer prizes. Phone call or text 213-432-1090.
Are you going to have Salty Crew gear at the Bart Hall Show?
No. We're going to focus.
You're focusing on
boats.
On Hobie kayaks.
Hobie kayaks.
And we've got more kayaks coming to that show than we've ever brought. And it's really fun for us because and then you know what's funny? We still have a sailboat.
Wow.
The Tandem Island will be there. That, and it's so funny. I started out with Bart.
Cool.
Selling. He goes, my show is so big that you could bring sailboats and sell them at this fishing show. And I said, you're kidding. I couldn't believe how many sailboats I sold at it.
How long ago was that?
Oh, 5 years ago, Bart. I don't.
Okay, so
it's been 30 or 40 years
it's
ago.
It's been more. You don't want to admit it, but I think it's 42 years. Because,
42 years.
Because I believe you were there the first year we went to Del Mar from the Golden Hall, and so that's how that's been. So
I just remember that that you put me in this tent. And I had all these different sailboats, you know, Catalina 22s and Capri 14s and Prindle Cats and oh my goodness, people just swamped the boats. And I sold, I left there going, What's happened?
Yeah, what happened? How'd they do that?
A couple of guys that looked like they were hunters from Africa, you know, wearing their vests and everything, came into my store and gave me this idea. They pitched me and they said, "We're so convinced, we'll let you have a booth for." And ever since I've been there, every year. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. It is the place to be.
No doubt.
Starts Thursday, right, Pat?
That's right.
Thursday
through Sunday.
What time?
12 to 8 on Thursday. 12 to 8 on Friday. 10 to 8 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday.
And again, you can buy tickets online if you want. You can buy a multi-bay pass, or you can buy tickets right at the door.
At the door.
Right. And
whatever
and,
works
and
for you.
Tons of parking at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Tons of parking.
You know, there's something we haven't talked about. When you go to that show, it's more than just looking for a thing that you want. There's a lot of history there.
Totally.
And when you plan your trip, when you're going to take your kids and go, make sure that you look at the seminar lists online.
Oh, yeah.
I know
you've
put
a great text on that, right?
Yeah, I thought so too. That was like the same.
So pick a time when there's a guy you want to hear from. I mean, like, everybody loves that kid Afrin Abutin that makes war baits. He was going to be doing a kayak seminar on the day. So get on the, you know, also, there's going to be, Derwin Chang. Got that kid that works for me, Leon.
Liam the Bay Bass Master.
He's so fired up. And I know Chad from Hookup Bass. All these guys are going to be there, and they're going to be talking about how to have success on your kayak. And then you can just go and see me and figure out what kind of kayak.
Well, that was kind of the question from John in San Diego. His text was, "Good morning, gentlemen. Bart, Pat, I can't wait for the shows. Is there a list of seminars that I might be able to find to plan my day? Also, do you guys have any of your favorites?" It's from John in San Diego.
Well, you can go to hallshows.com. It has a list there. It's right there. There's a list of them there. And then, of course, we're going to have kiosks at each venue. And in the show program, there'll also be a list of them. We made there's a 44-page, rather,
show program
at the door.
So you can pick that right up at the door.
Yeah, so when you walk in, you get a show program. I think the kids might get a gift. And then, of course, kids get in for free. And then you also get a progressive bag. So then, right away, so you can look and see. And then, of course, if there's any updates, you have a scanning code. You can just put scanning code in. You can get the updated show program because the map has been updated for the exhibitor hall.
Those progressive bags are great. See what my water bag
is,
right? That's from how many years ago?
Yeah, they're great. They even updated them now.
Some of the guys on those seminars are only able to do it one or two days.
Yes.
So they're not consistent every day. So I would get in there and pick out the guy. Yeah. I mean,
hallshows.com.
We're looking at some of these. Like, you're right. Absolutely right. I mean, like Robbie Gant of AFCO, he's going to be there every day, you know. But you got Rich Tauber, Rusty Brown, Don Ivino, they're going to be every day, okay? But a guy like Todd Mansory, he's going to be there only Saturday and Sunday.
Oh,
and he's going
to be there.
Todd, you've got to hit this guy's seminar.
Yeah, totally. Because
now, of course, you know, his seminar, he says, well, we're going to talk about rockfish, braid versus mono and the use, because we have all these new regulations of rockfish, and he has different depth requirements for each line and how to use them. And also for bluefin, when to use it, when not to use it. Everybody thinks
Todd is a master at the Mad Mac trolling thing.
No.
And when he was on the show, he talked all about the Mad Mac, and so I'm sure he's going to be talking about that.
Oh, he's going to be talking about a variety of things. But in the list, it's kind of like we only have so much room to list what you're going to talk about. We have seminar profiles also of the people who are speaking. So we have profiles of every single person who's going to be speaking and kind of what their expertise is, including the kids and the guys, including you, Ron. You're in there, too, in the profile. There's a 4-page list of profiles of who's going to be speaking. And in Long
Ron,
Beach,
you're going to be speaking?
And in Long Beach, it'll be 5 pages of them. We still have a lot of seminar speakers. But Todd is really important. And 2 days. I mean, even like Holly Henry of the trailers, she's going to be there doing seminars just on trailers on how to rig up, how to make sure you're safe on the road. People think, oh, I'm just going to be, you know, take my boat out. No, to get to the place where you want to fish, protect your family, understand that your trailer might not be even rated for the boat that you bought. You've got to bulk it up. I bought a trailer from them after I broke my trailer down at Dana Landing. She picked it up, took care of me. It was $7,000 for that trailer, and it's the best part of my boat right now. It is a
and what trailer is
it's a piece of mine. It's aluminum. Henry's trailer.
Henry's trailer.
We hadn't even
They're
really,
going to be at the show.
Yeah. I mean, when I bought the trailer, I said, hey, you know, you guys are going to do the hall shows. We're starting the hall shows back up again. She says, oh, yeah, right, yeah, oh, great. And I said, no, we're doing three shows. They signed up for all three shows. I told Bart about Holly and Royce, her husband. They have an incredible operation. But it's not just that they do good work. They understand the safety aspects of it. So Holly's going to be doing a seminar every day there at the show there. But you've got Be the Outdoors. You've got Western Outdoor News. You've got 976 Bite. But the cool thing is these seminars, Ralph Rocha of Alcor, he's going to be talking about bluefin fishing. He is so enthusiastic about getting out there. I said, what's your seminar going to be about? He goes, what's going on out there with bluefin and big fish? If you haven't seen him talk, he is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Floyd Sparks, the guy who's
Tuna Kahuna.
My best buddy. I fish with him all the time. This guy is a student of the game of bluefin fishing.
He and knows, here's the deal. Normally, Floyd doesn't give it up. I mean, I've talked to Floyd. He's like, he doesn't give it up.
But no.
He's going to give it up at this seminar.
I convinced him to come. His father-in-law passed away. He was going to do two seminars, one for Saturday and one for Sunday. He had to cancel for Saturday. Sorry about your dad, brother, your father-in-law. But he's going to be doing one seminar on Sunday. That's it. He's going to go start to finish what you should do to prepare for a bluefin trip to the time you start to the time you end. And he doesn't just catch fish. He also is a commercial fisherman, too. So he has to understand how to prepare your fish, how to prepare to keep your fish
And I might
solid.
Add, too, is he fishes from a Davis 25. So he fishes from a trailer boat.
Yes, he does.
And to correct me if I'm wrong, too, isn't he the California state record holder?
Yes.
The largest bluefin tuna caught in California?
Yeah. And he's a tough SOB. Understand that. So I told him, look, if these guys ask stupid questions in the audience, don't get mad at him. He goes, I'm not. So he is the real deal. Sunday, only one day. But Todd, he'll be there.
That's awesome.
Chad Gerlach. He's going to be at the Turner's area selling his baits. But he is going to be doing two seminars for you, Ron. It's on the schedule.
Yeah.
And hookup baits. But he's going to be doing other seminars. He has a tournament that weekend, so he's only going to do Thursday and Sunday, I believe.
That's a good excuse for a guy giving seminars. He's like, well, I can't do a seminar this day. I'm fishing in a fishing tournament.
Yeah.
I'll be there all the other
days. That's a good problem.
Yeah.
We have some names. On these seminars, there are guys that everybody goes, I just want to know about this stuff. Where can you go do it for free? This is it.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
I mean, I'm just looking at my list, and Kevin Nakata, who's got more info on fishing than Kevin, the Sea Samurai?
Speaking of Kevin, the Sea Samurai, is going to be here in the world headquarters next Saturday.
Oh.
So before the show next Saturday, Kevin will be here talking, and then you can go see him live.
You can see him live at 5 p.m.
At the show next Saturday.
So,
phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Man, you're not kidding. Every single phone line is full. We're jumping right back in and talking to Ed. He's called us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Bart, is there going to be any cooking seminars? And if so, is... the sporting chef going to be there, Scott Lasap?
You know, that is my biggest disappointment of this show, is that Scott has decided...
He's retired.
Yes, he's retired from doing these kinds of shows. He doesn't... He's producing his shows for TV, and he is the actual producer now. He's not just working for him. So
He produces Tommy Gomes.
He has some things that he's working on, And I'm still trying to do a thing where I'm going to get him to live stream at Long Beach. And I'm really trying to pound him hard. But no, at Del Mar we will not. We are going to have some cooking at Long Beach, but we're not going to be able to do it at Del Mar. We just did not have the time to put it together properly once Scott has decided he's just not going to do this stuff anymore.
So now we haven't talked about the dates for Long Beach. What are those again?
March 29th to April 2nd.
All right. Very good. So,
and that's the one thing about all those displays and seminars you guys do. You just don't do it half-assed. I mean, this is the same thing. Could you have put some kind of cooking thing? Sure. But that's not how Bart Hall shows work. I mean, it's the right people. It's the right time. It's fully invested. So next year,
I have a really good full-time chef coming to Long Beach that I think everyone will really love.
Awesome.
So he's a high end chef and he loves cooking fish and game, and so it's not going to be Scott, but he's good.
I'm
so
excited.
That's cool. Hey, great text here from Isaac of San Diego, and it's a question for Ron. Ron, I'm thinking about getting a Garmin unit for my Pro Angler 12. It's a 2018 model. What do you know? Do you know if the triple shot transducer will be mountable underneath on that kayak?
Yeah, we've done it.
You've done it? Okay.
Yeah, well, you fished on the Garmin.
Yeah. I love that unit.
Yeah. It's funny. We sell the Lowrance and the Garmins, and they've been just going back and forth. I think one guy will make a feature move, and then it comes out the next one. So it's great. Yeah, those are wonderful. I like the brightness of that.
Yes. Easy touchscreen.
In fact,
what is the triple shot?
That's just side scan.
Okay.
Side scan, down scan, and your sonar.
So you can actually mount it on the older Pro Angler.
You have to put a cover over the older Pro Angler.
Okay.
The newer ones have, and that's a good reason to trade your boat in.
Oh, there
you go. Just to get the they call it the Guardian.
Yeah, it's built into the hull.
And it'll raise up. So it takes the transducer off the bottom of the boat and brings it into the hull.
Oh, no kidding.
So you'll have all these at the show.
Oh, sure. Well, we won't have
demos of the electronics too?
Some of them.
Okay.
But we're not going to – see, whenever you display a boat and it has everything on it, they think that's the way it comes.
Sure.
You know, and the guys – some guys just – I mean, you're just kayaking. You don't really need a fish finder. But every fisherman – has to have one.
Yeah.
Especially they got so inexpensive now and they do so much.
Did I hear you say that Chris Minnick has LiveScope on his?
LiveScope on his I-9. It's an inflatable
nine. Inflatable.
I love it. Chris is my favorite.
That is my favorite fisherman. And he's a great fisherman. Yeah.
And no, he is a great fisherman.
He's a professor.
Well, we went surfing the other day, and as he's going out, he's going tuna fishing, and he says, I got to get to 100. Well, I called him a day after, and this year he caught, what was it,
101 bluefin.
101 bluefin.
Yeah.
And he's vegan. His biggest problem.
I'll take it.
His biggest problem is who's going to take this fish?
That's a great problem.
All right. Yeah, but great test.
I think so, too. Yeah, definitely. I just thought this was a fun story. Hi, guys. I'm so excited for the show. So happy they're back. My last show is in Long Beach of 2020. I'm flying all the way in from Colorado for Del Mar. I'm looking to buy my first saltwater bait casting rod and reel. Pat and Bart, can you give me some booze that I should hit up and what to expect on the killer deals for this type of setup? That's from Robert in Monument, Colorado.
Tackle dealers. Who is going to be there?
Well, of course, Turner's is our major.
And they always have fantastic deals.
They have fantastic deals.
Low-profile reel, that would be a really good start.
And Island Tackle is going to be there. Phoenix Rods will be right next to them. And so you'll get to see, you go to Akuma. Akuma is going to have all of their rods and reels, and they're going to be selling them through Turner's. And
hey, if you're a traveling angler, if Phoenix is going to be there, you got to check out their travel series.
The Red Eye series.
Man. Those rods, bar none, are the best travel rods available.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the market for one for sure.
Oh, that's what you want.
Yeah, for sure.
Three-piece, the travel case that they come with is really nice. But the thing that they did that not many people are able to do with travel rods is the rods bend very consistently through the ferrule system. And that's what gets most travel rods is wherever they ferrule or the pieces come together, you get those really bad flat spots. And those things just don't. The guides are good. The grips are good. And it fits in a really nice travel case that you can throw in an overhead. It's just they did a really good job with that series of rods.
You know what my favorite Phoenix rod is? My trout rod
that I believe
they
that.
Gave me. I will stand on the handicap dock at Convict Lake and cast the Castmaster, I don't know, 200 yards. and these people are looking around, what do you got there? I said, this is a little rod I got. You know, get my limit in 20 minutes and go.
That's so cool. They make great rods, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's jump into the phone.
They are packed solid. This time we're going to talk to Tim, and he's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Patagonia Pete, birthday boy Rick, and distinguished guests. Bart, I am so darn excited about these shows. My father-daughter dates with Hannah get to resume finally again. But it seems since the last shows that We've lost so many great friends, you know, that really made such huge impacts and were and everlasting marks in the industry. Can we look forward to seeing an area of the show that's going to recognize them and possibly pay them some homage?
Yes. So here's one of the things that's happening. That this will be our 75th year of Hall Family production of shows in California. We started in 1946. There was a three-year hiatus from 2022 to 2023. So this is number 75. And Ginny has put together a wonderful area sponsored by Turner's, where we there's a video playing, there's all these pictures that you're going to see, everything involved. I know Ron has a 65-year-old Hobie video that he's probably going to be running over there too, and yeah, there's going to be a lot of that stuff. And then one of my best friends, of course, was Jack Nilsson, and there's a special tent that will have his picture in it.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So, yeah.
You're going to have to make it smell like cigar smoke.
Well, no, yeah, I want to make it.
You think?
Yeah, we're going to put that picture in another place as well, but it's definitely going to be in it.
I'm sure it'll be in the Akron.
It'll be in the Akron, but it'll be also be in the special tent that we have, yeah.
Oh, so, that's awesome, man. Good job, you guys.
That's awesome.
What a great suggestion.
Well, let's find out what's fighting,
you
Richie.
Got it, man. It's time for that catch report. And that today, that fishdope.com report with Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy, is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the tuna burger, the poke kit, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and we can't stop reminding you, make sure you get those reservations into Fisherman's Processing as soon as you book your trip. Easiest way to do it is to text them, 619-255-3128. That's the direct line to Fisherman's Processing. Hey, let's find out what's going on. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Bart, Pat, Rick, Patagonia Pete. Welcome back.
And Ron.
Welcome back.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Absolutely, like Gundy was talking about, halibut have moved in. It's pretty fun fishing in between this weather on the beaches at Catalina and also on the coast. Guys are fishing on artificial, like Corey and I were talking about last week. The grunion pattern seems to be working real good, but a lot of halibut moved in along the beaches. When the swell isn't up, the guys are doing very, very well. Over at Catalina, I was talking to Danny Lynch here a few minutes ago before I went with you guys, and he was saying that some of the local boats on the backside of Catalina are seeing sea bass, getting a few, seeing really good signs. Also, yellowtail are showing up on the grounds.
Oh, we lost him, man.
Backside and backside.
Wow.
Crazy.
Good fishing.
Yeah. Fishing in between the weather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're losing you a little bit in and out there, but certainly sounds like some good fishing to be had, Dave.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. I'm with Mark Rayer. We're on our way to go birthday fishing up at Lopez Mateo.
Oh, hey, cool. Back again with Mark. Tell Mark we said hi. And, of course, fishdope.com. You heard Danny's name. Danny and the boys always do a great job there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Fishdope will be there, right, Bart?
Yes.
Yeah, with BD Outdoors.
Yes, BD Outdoors.
Yeah, BD Outdoors and Fishdope. So you can actually, when you want to renew or buy a new membership, go to the Bart Hall shows and go up there and say, hook up now, and they'll give you $20 off your membership to fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you other than Sam in the Baja?
Gang, all over the social media, your saltwater guide, all over social media, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. I know I'm breaking up, and I apologize for the bad service. It's Mark's motorhome.
Jenny says hi.
All right. Thanks,
Dave.
I appreciate that very much. Hey, great text here from Jim in Morro Bay. He says, gentlemen, I can't wait to be back at the best fishing shows in the world. Unfortunately, my favorite part of the shows are the seminars. I'm not able to make certain ones. Is there somebody going to be videotaping those seminars for play again in the future, which is not a bad idea?
That is not a bad idea. As a matter of fact, my grandson is going to be videotaping the entire show, and I will make sure that he will get as many seminars as he can. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it'd be a great feature for the website, too.
Yeah, for the YouTube thing.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
All right. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by our great friends at Gamakatsu. The things that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu is not just the hooks. They also produce the finest split and solid rings, which are huge. With all this big bluefin fishing we're doing with knife jigs, the ability to put good hardware on your knife jigs. Also, Gamakatsu makes the best in heavy-duty assist hooks. It's just so much great stuff. Swivels, all that hardware that Gamakatsu produces is just absolutely top rate. They got all the sizes and assortments you need. Check your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Captain Rollo's 2023 Grand Raffle tickets are now available, and we have an amazing promotion to kick off the new year. Batson Enterprises have graciously donated several Rain Shadow custom rods. All of these rods include the materials that Batson is known for, with Rain Shadow blanks and Alps rod components. Captain Rollo's will be giving away these one-of-a-kind works of art to six lucky listeners. When you buy a book of 2023 Captain Rollo raffle tickets, you will receive one entry into the Batson custom rod drawing. Only 100 books of tickets will be sold. Books of tickets will be $200, and you will also receive 5 grand raffle tickets for free. To purchase tickets, please email Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. Our thanks go out to Bill Batson and his team for making this promotion possible to get more kids on the water. Thank you to everyone for your support, and good luck.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.
Hey, that was Pat McDonald.
Yeah, sounded pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah.
We're having a great show. Speaking of Pat McDonald, we got the crew with Pat and Bart in here talking all about the Bart Hall Show, San Diego and Long Beach, and, well, our good buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. It's just been a great day. So much fun talking about fishing and the shows and all the good stuff coming up. It just feels like it's back to normal, and I love it.
Wow, so Rancho Leonero, our good buddy John Ireland's going to be at the shows, right?
Yes,
Pam and Phil.
Yep.
So, but along with a lot of other fishing destination resorts, right? And we haven't talked about fishing destination resorts.
Well, yeah, we have a lot from South America.
Yeah. Rick, you have a test?
I did, and I really like this one, and it was I gotta circle back to it now because it wasn't the one that I was planning on reading right off the bat, but it was from. It was from Roy, and he said, I know the hall shows are always so full of fishing destinations. I can't wait to shop for next trip. My question is, I'm looking for a good vacation spot for my family who's not as into fishing as I am. Bart, could you give us a rundown of some of the people that will be displaying there that would be good for me for fishing and good for my family to enjoy non-fishing?
Great.
I guess it depends on what kind of fishing he's looking for. But, you know, my favorite resort is Rancho Leonero because I think it's very family friendly, and quite frankly, I never used to go out to Los Barriles or any of these other places when I was there before. But now you can rent a car from John, and then I can drive in and play golf and Cabo, and I can go to Barriles if I want to, and Jenny's shops, and you could get there's Hobie kayaks to take out there and ATVs on the beach and horses and all
so
that
much
kind of stuff.
To do.
Well,
I
could suggest a couple other ones.
You go right ahead.
Jill and Jonathan Goldon will be there.
Oh.
And of course they also not only do La Paz, great venue.
Really great.
Absolutely. And great people. Solid. They'll be at both shows. And they also do Mag Bay. So for those who want to go over to Mag Bay, you can fish. And, of course, that's a fabulous place there. And then we've got Pacific Sport Fishing Alliance, who's starting a club you join. And then there's fishing all over Baja. And
your buddy, Pescador.
Yeah. Paradise is coming. It's an absolutely gorgeous place down there in the Chiriqui River in Panama. So
you've been there.
I've been to Panama several times, but I've been through the Chiriqui River. But they built this resort since I was there.
Oh.
And it's gorgeous.
And you've got McDougal Lodge.
McDougal Lodge, fantastic spot. And my buddy Sitka Fish is coming down. He's a fly fishing guide, and he will set you up there in Sitka with Seth Place and also then take you out fishing and give you the real Alaska experience.
I fished with Jamie a few times now, and he has a really cool program. That's the freshwater option. And like he's good buds with Seth and all those boys
so
from
King
Fisher.
So if you stay at King Fisher, you can do a freshwater.
Yeah, you do like if you want to extend your trip by a day, he'll come and pick you up and has high end gear. He's a Sims Pro guide, and he has all the waders and boots. Like Dal and I, we did a trip to King Fisher. We had an extra day. The weather happened to be perfect, and on a whim. We had a recommendation to go fishing with Jamie, and it was awesome. Or just a really cool addition to your Kingfisher experience.
I took my brother-in-law up there. I went with Chris Wheaton several times, but we set it up. And it's my nephew went up there, and my brother-in-law went up there. And they had never fly fished before in their life, and they were kicking my butt. I mean, Jamie just teaches you how to do
great
it.
Great instructor.
And it's just amazing. You know, you want the real true feeling of being in Alaska. You know, just go fly fishing, and all of a sudden you look around, and there's a bear, on the shore, and it's just gorgeous. So those are all things that are part of the show.
Also, we have the largest Eastern Sierra section we've ever had in Del Mar.
Oh, really?
No, never had so many Eastern Sierras.
Like what, Bart?
Well,
Convict Lake, of course.
Convict Lake, but then he just reopened McGee Creek Lodge,
which
I grew up,
cool.
At McGee.
Oh, yeah.
That's all being done again. And Bishop Chamber of Commerce, Mono. Max Sporting Goods is there.
Max, really?
Coming down. Yeah. Mammoth Lakes, of course, is one of our biggest sponsors. And so, yeah,
speaking of Mammoth Lakes, Debbie and I have been snowboarding up there for years. Had no idea. Always hear everybody say, well, you go for the winters, but you stay for the summers, It's so true. Those lakes are so fun to fish.
Aren't they great?
God.
Well, I love it. I grew up doing that. It's just, that's where
wonderful
I would
place.
Fish.
There's
I remember being 10 years old in a rowboat. I was probably eight. I was probably 8 years old. My dad let me go out. My parents wanted a private time. I didn't know. But they said, here, you go take the rowboat out. So I went out there, and I'm out in that rowboat, and here I am catching a limit of fish on my own. I think that's the day that I really became a fisherman, because it was, you're all by yourself. You're out there. You're catching fish. That was so much
fun.
You
close your eyes and remember every part of that day.
Ava and I went up just early, you know, actually late summer, early winter, and so it was a little bit chilly. And we blew up 2 I-9s right in the van, just blew them up, went out of Lake Mary, and we're fishing along. And fishing wasn't that good. And all of a sudden, we're watching this bear ramage through all the guys on the shores, that fishing tackle. That made the whole trip. Here we are, sitting in our inflatable kayaks, filming this bear going along the shore, just having his lunch,
having his way.
It was so much fun.
Brad Styler's uncle or something used to run that whole thing at Mary up there.
Yeah, think about...
beautiful fishing, though.
Yeah, so the Eastern Shore, also Nick Lara of Max is going to be doing seminars.
Oh,
he's talking about bass fishing. He's a really good bass fisherman, but he's a hunter, fisherman, everything else.
They have
have a crew down there that talks about the Owens, the year-round fishing, all the new regs. There's a lot of regs up in the Eastern Sierra that people don't know about, that don't understand. They can go to the DFG, Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, so you'll have DFG will be there?
Yes.
And you can buy a license there, too?
Yes, you're 365 day from the day you buy it.
Wow.
And but you go over to Max, and then Estevan McDonald will have his stuff there, the Golden State Lures, and his guys will be there also, and they are doing seminars. But they are an expert on how to fish those light tackle things. And I saw some fishing videos and Facebook posts from Estevan. It is incredible. You've got to take in this stuff, because the Eastern Sierra is a lot more than what you really think it is. You just have to think that it's anything you want it to be, and you can't believe the great fishing that's there in what you call the off-season, because there is an off-season now, and the fish are bigger there.
That's cool.
And so go to Max and check it out.
I think this text really ties into kind of what you're talking about, and is a question for Bart and Pat. Will there be any type of a fly fishing section available at the Del Mar show? Can't wait. That's from Dave.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the guy Jeans will be doing seminars.
Oh, he's good.
He is really good. Guy is a great speaker. He has a great podcast that he does. We're going to, of course, have the master of quick, how to teach you how to fish cast quickly, and that'll be Frank Selby. Will be there with his and her.
Another master.
The guy can teach you how to cast in 5 minutes. I mean, it's unbelievable. He has this ability.
He's really good.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, so that's lots of good stuff. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Super packed. Wayne in Point Loma, thanks for hanging in there with us, Wayne. I know that was a long wait. We appreciate you standing by with us, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Great.
I'm laughing. It is a long wait, Rick. Bart, I'm very excited to be back at the show. It's been a long time. I know I owe you a drink, but I'm bringing you something as a gift in lieu of that when I see you at the show this Friday. Somebody already took my question, believe it or not. I was looking at your program online, looking at the seminars, and didn't see any cooking shows, so it sounds like there won't be. I'm offering to bring my electric griddle, and I could cook some things for you.
I was going to say, Bart, why don't you put on a you and Wayne put on a
real
show?
Well, I did actually beat Scott head-to-head in the competition that we had.
I watched it happen.
Yeah, the audience voted me over Scott. So I actually was going to do that, but I was going to do that here. But I can't right now.
Too much going on.
Too much going on. Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for hanging in there, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the show. Got a great text from our buddy Corey in Escondido. Corey, it's way too long, but it's so good, I'm going to read it, okay?
I bet.
Says, good morning, guys. It's such a great morning. Balance is being restored to the universe. Isn't that the truth, huh? We get to celebrate the passion of fishing and kick off the season with the Hall shows. Thank you, Bart, Jenny, and now Pat McDonald for all the the best fishing family show reunion of Southern California. One of the things I've loved about the shows over the years has been learning new things at the seminars. Can you share more details about the seminar? We've already done that. And then Ron, when is Liam's seminar? We met him at the show, at the shop this past year, and he's a great new fishing generation coming up. Can't wait to see the enthusiasm on the stage. Thanks again. Excited to see you all at the shows.
What
from
chapter
Corey.
Are we on, Corey?
Yeah,
come
it's
on,
like, hey,
brother.
It's a little long, but it was all good. That's why I read it. It's all good.
It's all good.
Man,
yeah.
He ought to be on the payroll.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, Liam's going to be giving a seminar at 12 on Saturday. That's the 18th. And on the 19th at 12 at 12 p.m.
And then talk about Liam's accomplishments. This guy is a math. He's a silent but deadly guy when it comes to fishing spotties, right?
Well, you know, since he's been working for me, I feel like he's like a son.
Yeah.
He fits right in so well because all he wants to do is surf, fish, surf, fish.
That sounds like a lane.
Surf, fish. It's just a lot of fun. And if he's not out on a little skiff with Scooch, he's, you know, on a kayak. And but one of the things that I think so great about Liam is he can talk to anybody right at their level, right at their, you know, interest. Because they're, you know, if you're not interested, you're not really
listening.
And how old
is Liam?
He just turned 20.
Yeah,
he's not
so
a teenager anymore.
For example, this guy is, like, he's amazing.
That's
for his
awesome.
Age. Yeah.
So Chris Minnick and I were down in, you know, down at Jeff's place. And,
yeah.
And he always wanted to catch a giant yellowtail on a kayak. He caught a monster.
Yeah, that's cool.
We got the picture.
So, again, his seminar is going to be?
It's at noon on both Saturday and Sunday.
Both Saturday and Sunday. And he'll be in the booth every day,
he'll be in
right?
the booth every day.
So you can pick his brain. That's the cool, thing about the hall shows.
Now,
is you're going to have all these experts, not only on stage, but also in their booths, that you can pick their brain and learn so many techniques.
So many dads that might.
Oh, for sure. You know, one thing is when the seminars are over, it doesn't mean those guys just leave.
No.
They go back to their booth. Go ahead and just follow them, you know,
yeah.
Like a rock and roll star. Hey, I need to ask some more questions.
Yeah.
Because there's a limited amount of time they're going to be able to have to talk. So then you have a lot of opportunity to go over there and really ask some more questions at their booth. This is an opportunity for you to pick their brain. You have some of the best bass guides in the world there. Don Iovino.
The Doodling King.
Rich Tauber. I mean, that guy is incredible.
Tauber.
Rusty Brown.
Oh,
I mean,
Rusty's such an awesome
he
guy.
Is
and very approachable, too.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That guy, he is like, I don't know, of all the people I've dealt with in getting these shows back, I think Rusty's the best. I mean, he's awesome.
He is.
He's fantastic. So, yeah, and there will be, of course, when these seminars are up there on the schedule right now, we're going to have to adapt. A few people are saying, I can't make it. This person passed away. So some of these things are going to change. So when you come in, have your phone on the scanner code, and you can pick up all the updated list. We're not going to have any changes, I think, for the kayak guys, but there are a few that we're going to add because we expanded the hours by 1 hour, and I might add another 5 or 6 seminars to that.
Hey, nice. Cool.
So also the map. When you come in, the program will have like a general map, and you'll go, well, there's only numbers in those things. We didn't have everybody mapped out. So when you come in, you'll get the program. It's 44 pages. A lot of great stories, a lot of information, a lot of profiles. But you can scan, and you'll get the updated map of where everybody is when you come in and see. You'll be able to tell where everybody is.
Okay, so 44 pages. Now, that's because we had this rookie doing it, see? So we've never had more than 20 pages in Del Mar in history, and now we have 44 because the guy who really knows how to do it is the one doing it.
Well,
how many years did you produce those when you were at Western Outdoor News?
34 years.
34 years. So he kind of knows what he's doing.
He kind of knows what he's doing.
So, Long Beach will have a digital edition of over 80 pages, we'll have a 32 or 36 print one.
Wow.
I always remember the postman must have just hated Pat every time when that hall show came around because the Western Outdoor News hall show episode was about 3 inches thick. It looked like a phone book.
Well, we had a lot of help there at Western Outdoor News. Wait, who is going to be at the shows again?
Western Outdoor News?
Yes, they are. Yes, with all, yeah, I know the Fish Taco Chronicles will be at Long Beach. We won't be at Del Mar, but Western Outdoor News will be at both shows, and they'll be giving away prizes. So, of course, that's always a favorite. The guys go over there. What can you give me for my subscription? So, it's kind of fun to be back at the show, although I'm not working at Western Outdoor News anymore. I'm still affiliated with them in many ways.
Still part of the family.
Still part of the family. We're all part of the family. Right. And that's what these shows are really all about. Yeah.
And in full disclosure, it is very possible that the Bass Tank is not going to make it to the show.
Oh.
We're working really hard.
Okay, I know.
So we've got to get the... It's been a long time since they would use. So
sure.
They're
it might have leaks.
Not just leaks. But one of the panels is broken. We couldn't drive it. They had to put the new bearings in. And new,
yeah.
So we're hoping. One way or the other, we'll have at least a pod there where where Donna, can talk and where
there'll
be something there.
King will still doodle.
He will still doodle. It may only be in 10 inches of water.
But how old is Don Ivino now?
80s.
I was going to say, he's got to be in his 80s.
I mean, when I was a rep...
Man, that's okay.
He was old when I was a rep.
Yeah. How old do you have to be to catch a fish?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't.
Sure,
Don, we're thrilled that he is coming the other guys. I mean,
he's a great talker.
He is fantastic.
He's a master of those Lorantz electronics.
He's a legend. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is. Hey, let's try and sneak in another phone call. Very patient caller.
You got it. How about Rory from Wildemar up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Rory. Looks like we might have lost Rory, so how about we try another? Mike and Rosemead, you still standing by? Good morning, Mike.
Oh, I'm here. Hey, thanks for picking up my line. Last century, so to speak, I went on several trips, couple of trips to Australia, couple of trips to Costa Rica, couple into Baja on the East Cape, and the organizer or the charter master of these trips, Pat McDonald, did such an amazing job. He took care of everything, and the only hardest part of the trip was getting from my house to LAX. Aside from that, he just made the trip so enjoyable, and thank you very much, Pat. I really appreciate those great memories.
Part of my job as being editor was hosting a lot of trips over the years. And, I appreciate that.
That's rad, Mike.
Great.
Hey, I remember you, Mike. I got a picture in my office of us there at Rio Colorado Lodge.
That's sweet.
You have a great text?
Yeah, I thought so. This is, hey, guys, I'm so stoked to be checking out my first Del Mar show this year. It's going to be my first time ever attending the Hall show. Pat, can you give me your opinion on the best day to hit up the show for balancing show specials, lesser crowds, but killer seminars? That's all from Mike in San Juan Capistrano. What's your favorite day?
Oh, my gosh. No crowds and best deals. Turner's going to be – I would go there the very first day and go after Turner's
they're
going to
have
and
some
islands,
specials they're going to sell
and
out.
And Islands and Tackle Traders there on a huge area. They have doubled their area. So, I would go Thursday. Of course, I think it's going to be packed Thursday. So, let's see. What day would that be?
Friday.
Yeah, the thing is, you go Sunday. I mean, maybe some of the – who knows?
But you can come early Sunday. Yeah. It's often a little bit slower because people go to church. So early Sunday opens at
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
Find that at the end of Sunday, a lot of guys are like trying to dump stuff. You're like, and then you offer them a deal.
I heard a tip from a guy that's a bargain chaser. Mm-hmm. He says when you get in the show, go to the back first, and work your way from the back to the front.
Right.
Yeah. At least they'll still the
that's
stuff will still be there.
In the back.
Yeah. Hey, this is a fun text here. SK from OC says, Uncle Bart, 59 years ago was my first show at the Great Western Exhibit Hall. Hey, Ron, my PA-12 has changed my life all for the good.
Wow.
So,
wow.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, disguising his exercise with fun.
You guys have changed a lot of lives, for sure.
I got a story about the Great Western Exhibit Hall.
Yeah.
So we used the buildings there, and we put up a tent. And it rained really hard one time, and the water was running through this tent, and an exhibitor might have had a couple of beers too many, and he was sitting in a chair pretending he was fishing in this river. And so my dad had him distracted and went and put a trout on the end of his rod.
Get out of here!
Yes, well, he wasn't looking.
That's
great.
That's classic.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going to the shows, because we're giving away a family four-pack, your choice of Del Mar or Long Beach, and a killer Salty Crew grab bag. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds February 16th through 19th will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okula Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa's Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Costa Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on tackle, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this spring and summer. We will be discounting all the big names. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the landing.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at Costa Sunglasses.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Speaking of Costa, we just heard Dwayne Diego talking about Costa. Costa's giving away glasses twice a day.
Yeah, I did twice a day. They're giving away free. You go in their booth, you sign up, and they have
so
a drawing. And then here, get your pick.
The best.
We said it, man. The show's a whole lot more than just buying a single thing. It's a total experience. Well, speaking of, we're going to find out who's going to the show. Your choice, Del Mar or Long Beach, and that Salty Crew bag. Bart's going to do us the honors, flip the coin, see if we got a caller or a texter winning. Today it is a texter. Congratulations, Isaac in San Diego. You are hooked up. Man, that's a tough call to decide where you want to go, to the Del Mar show or the Long Beach show.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling Isaac lives in San Diego. He's going to go to Del Mar.
He's going to both, I guarantee, because you got to go to both shows. I just wonder what freebies you're going to pick. Yeah. Isaac, congratulations. You're going to have a blast.
Yeah, and Ron Lane, thank you very much. Again, you'll be at Fastlane, but you'll also be at the Bart Hall show Thursday through Sunday, right?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, and with all the Hobie kayaks.
All of them.
And all the stuff.
Yep.
And go by the shop. Where? How do we find the shop?
It's right there at Dana Landing, and you can call us, get directions. It's 619-222-0766.
Just right across from SeaWorld. You don't need to.
Yeah, right across from
SeaWorld. Go.
Just go.
Yeah, for sure. And Bart, Pat, great job.
Yeah, good
Never
job,
enough
you guys.
Time. Bart, again, hours of the show. How do we find it?
Hours of the show are Thursday and Friday from 12 to 8. It was 12 to 7, and the boat dealers and tackle dealers said, no, we want to stay delayed.
Wow.
I said, okay, well, that's what we'll do. And so 10 to 8 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday.
10 to 8 and 10 to 5 on Sunday. Yep. And how do we find it, Pat?
Find what?
The Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Oh,
come on, you drive by it all the time.
Interstate 5, Via Della Valle, go west. You can, yeah, turn left. You'll see the big sign.
Yeah, you can't miss it, you right?
Oh, you can't miss it. Yeah, it's going to be a blast, you guys. Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, yeah, thank you, and thanks for carrying the fire extinguishers this year. thank you all for out there. Thank the JP for manning the phones, and thank you very much to Adam for all he does. We'll be back next Saturday. And Sunday, that's going to be the weekend of the hall shows. Kevin Nakata, the Steve Samurai, will be here next Saturday talking about the show and talking about fishing too. And then next Sunday, Danny Wade and a crew of Surface Iron Pros are going to be here.
A lot of captains from a lot of the local sports. That's going to be a really fun show.
Next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk with them.